Hi, this is Jody Paulson from Moscow, Idaho, with What They Don't Tell You. There is a foreign power that has been caught spying on us in the past and retains an unnatural influence on U.S. policy. Unfortunately, anyone who mentions this fact is vehemently attacked and branded an anti-Semite. To me, that's a bit like being called a racist when you decry the Hutus' atrocities in Rwanda, but I digress. The nation of which I'm speaking, of course, is Israel. Last summer, it was reported that the FBI has been investigating Larry Franklin on charges of spying for Israel. Franklin works in the Defense Department under neoconservative policy chief Douglas Feith. On December 1st, the FBI raided the Washington offices of AIPAC and subpoenaed four of its top officials. In the words of syndicated columnist Sam Francis in his article, Will Administration Cover Up a Major Israeli Spy Scandal? The original interest in AIPAC in the case was that Mr. Franklin was supposed to have met with AIPAC officials and an Israeli intelligence agent and handed over classified documents. What that might mean is that Mr. Franklin was not acting for himself, but for his boss, Mr. Feith, or Mr. Feith's boss, Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, both of whom are known to be very pro-Israeli. And what that might mean is that the whole neoconservative cadre in the Pentagon is and has been all along an Israeli espionage operation. Is that too far out to say? Let's look at something a bit smaller then. How about the titillating resignation of New Jersey governor and gay American James McGreevy? It's pretty obvious McGreevy came clean to avoid blackmail from Israeli Golan Sapel. Sapel joins Monica Lewinsky and Chandra Levy as the sex interest that ruined a Democrat's political career. Before he dramatically outed himself on national TV, McGreevy had given Sapel the job of running New Jersey's Homeland Security Office, though he lacked any requisite experience or security clearances. According to foreign policy / intelligence columnist Andy Martin, Mr. Sapel was a junior Mossad, or Israeli intelligence case officer, originally posted to New York under official cover. The Mossad is known for using human sex toys. McGreevy was lured into a relationship that was intended to penetrate New Jersey's homeland defenses. By the way, all this happened after New Jersey saw an Israeli spy ring, which was housed in Urban Moving Systems, and collapsed soon after it was discovered on September 11, 2001, and more recently the detention of two Israelis working for a New Jersey moving company, caught with classified submarine fuel near a U.S. base in Tennessee where the fuel is manufactured. I know this might sound paranoid to some people, but when I see a bunch of anomalies, I can't help but ask questions. Why was an abused prisoner in Guantanamo Bay, according to a recently released document from an FBI agent, wrapped in an Israeli flag? Why is the corporate media so quiet about allegations of foreign spying? Why are we at war with an enemy of Israel and making rumbling noises against others, including Syria? I'm going to preemptively say here that I don't have anything against the Israeli people. But I have everything against the policies of the State of Israel, something I could also say about my own country, the United States. How far up does the influence of Israel go? One thing's for sure, something's wrong. I'm Jody Paulson, and I just thought you should know.